This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Brexit won. The British people have spoken. Great Britain will leave the EU. But what is going to be next? First of all, it was amazing when you listened to the experts and the polls telling us that Brexit would not win, that the Remain camp would have the victory. And of course, as the votes came in, even those who were for the Brexit, those who actually campaigned for an exit from the EU, conceded defeat. And then throughout the night, it became obvious that they were premature and that ultimately those who voted for Brexit in this referendum won. Now, the British poll seemed to be wrong most of the time, but the point is that that doesn't determine the outcome. Who determines the outcome of political developments is God, when it has to do with his plan. And we have told you, my friends, for years that Great Britain will ultimately leave the EU and most certainly will not be part of core Europe, because the Bible clearly tells us that there will be 10 nations or groups of nations in continental Europe, and they will give their power and their authority to a very charismatic political and military leader called the Beast. But that will be in opposition to Great Britain. And we have told you this for decades in our free booklet on, and I have it right here, the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, points this out. This was written several years ago. We were right all along. Those who have opposed us have been proven to be wrong because they don't understand the Bible. You see, we do understand the Bible. We do understand biblical prophecy. And now the question is, what's going to happen? Because, first of all, the Prime Minister has to declare to the EU officially the desire to exit the EU. And Prime Minister Cameron said he is going to step down in October, and then he will leave it to his successor to take that step. But the Europeans are not happy about that at all. The EU Observer wrote on June 24 that the remaining 27 members of the European Union are calling on the United Kingdom to start the process of leaving the bloc as soon as possible, instead of waiting until a new prime minister has settled in 10 Downing Street. And so what they are prognosticating is an ugly, dirty divorce. And so they'll try to keep it under lid as much as they possibly can. So what is the time frame once this official exit is declared? The Daily Mail wrote on June 24 that on June 28 or June 29, EU leaders are due to gather for a summit in Brussels, at which there will be only one topic, the Brexit vote. They could even bring the meeting forward by a few days if their anxiety is great enough. Mr. Cameron is expected to formally notify them of our intention to leave, trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, the legal process for quitting the 28-nation bloc. That starts the clock on a 2-year period during which we negotiate a new set of arrangements in areas such as trade, justice, and other matters. See, it will take, according to this, 2 years after the exit is officially declared until the British people, Great Britain, officially leaves. Now, this doesn't have to be the case, though, because the article goes on to say that the UK can leave earlier than that if terms are easily found. But if there is no deal by the end of the time, we will be outside without any special provisions, meaning much higher trade tariffs and so on. So the pressure on the Prime Minister, either Mr. Cameron or his successor, in all likelihood Mr. Boris Johnson, the former Mayor of London, will be great to strike a deal with the EU and to not wait for those 2 years, because after the end of those 2 years they may end up with nothing. In addition, during those 2 years, the British people will not even notice any difference because they're still under the way the Leave camp puts it, the clutches of the European beast, still obligated to fulfill their commitment, and they won't get any privileges in return. Now, Newsmax hinted at an interesting situation. They say that quitting the EU could cost Britain access to the EU's trade barrier-free single market and mean it must seek new trade accords with countries around the world. So Britain is now in a position where they have to start negotiating with other countries, apparently outside the EU, the current EU, to come up with some kind of privileged position and situation. Now, here is something quite remarkable. Because as I have told you, as we have written in our literature time and again, Great Britain is a modern descendant of the ancient house of Israel. And there are many prophecies in the Bible talking about what is going to happen to Great Britain. The reason why we have so clearly told you that Great Britain will ultimately not be part of the EU, not be part of the core nations, let's say, of Europe, is because those core nations under and with collaboration of the Beast will fight against Great Britain, will fight against the modern House of Israel. It's called the Great Tribulation in Scripture. Our free booklet, as I mentioned it before, talks about that in great detail. But you see, Great Britain is not the only nation which is part of the ancient House of Israel developing from those tribes. And here's an article by The Express, dated June 20, saying this. Swedish MEP Peter Lundgren said, Denmark and Sweden were already on the brink of quitting, suggesting that should the UK leave, now this was before the referendum was made, a Nordic trading bloc led by Britain could be born. And then they talk about the fact that Sweden is in favor of that, Norway is in favor of that, Finland is in favor of that, Denmark, Iceland, and they even mentioned the Netherlands and Switzerland. Now, what is remarkable about those countries is that they are all descendants of the ancient house of Israel. They have all settled down in Europe, and of course, Britain then is Ephraim in biblical prophecy. We also have the United States of America, Manasseh. And of course, Europe will also fight against the United States of America at that time when the Great Tribulation starts. But you see, if you have this kind of a trading bloc of some of the descendants of the ancient house of Israel in Europe, in opposition to the EU, in opposition to those core nations of Europe, can you see what that will do? It will bring about, perhaps first, a trade war, and secondly, that real final war which the Bible talks about. So what we are seeing right now, my friends, is extremely interesting in the light of biblical prophecy. And those who don't understand anything about the beast, who is mentioned, of course, in the book of Revelation, calling him sometimes the Antichrist, although that's really a misnomer, and saying, oh, the Antichrist will come from the Middle East, will be a personification of Islam. They don't understand prophecy. They do not understand why this exit of Britain from the EU is so tremendously important in the light of biblical prophecy. You can understand if you read the Bible, if you read our literature explaining to you the Bible. And I pray that you have open ears and open eyes and an open mind to really grasp the significance of these events, because they are telling you that the return of Jesus Christ is near, because once the Great Tribulation starts, Christ says, I will have to intervene. Because if I was not to intervene, no human being would be saved alive. Nobody would survive. So when that happens, Christ will come soon to make an end to the madness of human rulership on this earth. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.